a bittersweet, fun evening of dancing and music at Johnny D's in Davis Square. Johnny D's always provided an eclectic mix of fine local and national entertainment. Sadly, this is their last weekend in existence. The club was packed, as to celebrate the last weekend, they have free admission. The Chandler Travis Orchestra had the dance floor grooving.
There is a town around old Boston Bay.
Thank you, thank you very much.
A place where time and life stand still. Yes, come watch nature on display. It's always free of charge. Anyway, it is right here in Somerville.
Hi there, this is Mr. Kurt. I'm a local musician. I've played here. I've been coming here for decades. I love the room, one of the best rooms in Boston ever, because of the proximity to the band, just the naturalness of the place. Very sweet people. Always, what a great thing. Too bad time moves on and places have to close. So a tip of the hat to Kyle, her whole family, for years and years of wonderful service to the musical community of Boston. It can't get any better than that.
Miss Donna, I've been coming to Johnny D's for the music and the food for like 30 years. I love it. Thanks. Sorry to see it go.
I'm Mandy from Johnny D's, and I'm a server here. I love it. It's a fun time almost every night. Love it. Sad to see it to go.
Thank you. How long have you worked here?
Since September. I haven't been one of the long members, but I see how everybody loves each other, and everybody here is a unique, interesting, great, hardworking individual.
You gonna miss it?
Oh, I'm definitely gonna miss it. I've cried because I was gonna miss this place so much.
I'm Nancy Gates. I've been coming to Johnny D's since probably 82 or 3 or 4. I don't know exactly, but in the early 80s. And I love this place, and I've heard the most incredible music here, and I met the love of my life here, and he's now gone. So it's even more tragic for me that this club is closing, because part of my life and that chapter of my life closes because he's now gone too, and they're gone. So it's where I met my friend Ron, who I love dearly, and we danced here. We danced here a lot, so I'm gonna miss it.
I'm David Smith. I'm a music fan, and I love Johnny D's. I'm really brokenhearted it's closing, but it's been one of the best live music venues in this city for as long as I've lived here, which has been about 35 years. So I'm sorry to see it go. I hope everybody goes on to bigger and better things. Though it's hard to believe there's anything bigger and better than Johnny D's.
A special moment in the evening was when Chandler Travis called Johnny D's owner, Carla, on stage to present her with a unique present.
Let's hear it for Carla, come on now!
I'd like to give you this. Our heartfelt gift is from the entire Philharmonic. We all chipped in to get you this. I hope you'll enjoy it and always use it.
Yes.
And have a good time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and open it up.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Go for it.
Had this specially made. I had to send off.
He says, hold on a second. Let's
think
it's this way, isn't it?
We love you, darling.
Says, we love you, darling. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's the chopsticks you've always wanted. embroidered with your name and the Philharmonic. Thank you so much for all these years.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you so much. That's so much fun.
Thank you.
That's it for Carla. Come on now.
If you're confused, I believe they're actually engraved, not embroidered.
Yeah.
Oh, hard to embroider chopsticks.
Yeah,
they're
engraved. Right.
What'd you say on the actual chopsticks? Can you tell?
Kyler's trying so hard. We're having these meetings about what stuff we could get for promo for the cavalcades. And Kyler, we really wanted us to get 1,000 chopsticks.
Yeah, there you go.
And even after the event happened already, she was going, you know, we should still get those chopsticks. There you go, kiddo. Yeah. Thank you so much for all these years.
How do you feel about that?
It's a great inside joke between me and Sandler, and he loves to embarrass me, and I'm going to get him back one of these days.
I'm Belinda from Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I knew about Johnny D's for years and years and never got to come here as I was on the NRBQ listserv and would see all the shows that would happen at Johnny D's. And I had all kinds of great recordings from here, and I was so excited when I finally got to come here for the first time. And then I got to be lucky enough to work at all the cavalcades for about the past 5 years or so. So it's been a wonderful time with Johnny D's. And the only thing Chandler Travis didn't do tonight that I really wanted him to do on the last night was to do the Johnny D's gift certificate song, because it's the only song I know of that was written about Johnny D's.
This club means a lot to us, it really does, and, you know. So this one's for all the folks over the years.
Yeah.
So we say goodbye to you, my friend. We pray each day we'll find a way to say goodbye again. Hope that you will find a place that gives you peace of mind until you return again. Goodbye to you, my friend. Goodbye to you.
Johnny D's is really one of the only clubs in Boston that we could actually get to hire us.
Was!
We finally tricked some other club into it. We're going to do one show a month at the Midway and JP, who have always supported us too, and we love the Midway. So let's hear for those guys.
Ken Field, saxophone player with Chandler Travis Philharmonic today, and Carla's beautiful person. She did her contribution to the community for so many years, and her family did as well, and it's time for her to take a rest, and that's worthy and deserved, but we'll miss it.
Chandler Travis Philharmonic. Johnny D's is a club in Boston that technically has been open for a long time and now won't be. We actually kind of like it.
That it won't be open?
No. We liked it better when it was open. Although, we're willing to give it not being open a chance, but I can't see how that's going to do anything other than suck. It's time for our last song at Johnny D's. And I was so going to do Flute Thing.
And with that, Chandler Travis finished that set. One more great evening in a string of over 30 years of great evenings. We thank you, Johnny D's. For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Rosina, dancing and recording at Johnny D's.
So, you're walking out, huh? You're planning on leaving all this behind. Jesus. All this splendor, all this magic. Carla, you got bigger things to fry?
Aww.
Don't look back. I always tell you that, woo! But they never tell you why. So if you want to look back, look back. Your bags are dead for parts unknown. We'll hope you'll remember about us folks back home. You're lonesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Fraser.